Besiata Dishmaya, let's discuss a little bit further exactly what the difference is between knowing Emuna and living Emuna, really internalizing it sincerely. So a believing Jew knows that idol worship, Avodah Zarah, is one of, if not the most serious transgression that a Jew can commit. So the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, right at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, he brings from the Sefer HaChinuch that one who places their trust or reliance in anything other than Hashem is committing the very serious transgression of idol worship. So everybody understands that if one would somehow fashion a stone and bow to it, etc., or the other forms of obvious idol worship, that is idol worship. Relying on anything other than Hashem is idol worship. Okay, relatively easy to understand. I understand. Hashem runs the world and people don't run the world. And circumstances don't run the world. Everything is Hashem. And in the same way, when we read the 13 Ikrim based on the Rambam after davening, and it says, "V'hu levadoi asav oisev yaseh lechol ha'maasim," I believe with my full heart that Hashem alone does everything, meaning that there's nothing in the world except for Hashem. So that means to say that Hashem is in absolute control, 100% of every single situation, circumstance, occurrence in our lives, pulling every string. And if we believe that there is anyone or anything else pulling even 1% of the strings, that is idol worship, because we believe and we're relying on something else. Somebody wakes up with a sore throat. If my reaction is, let me run and take the medicine, and I don't necessarily even think about Hashem, I just connect sore throat, take the medicine, you get better, that can be very close to the serious transgression of idol worship, because we're relying on the medicine to make us better. I'm not going into the discussion about Hishtadlus right now, Bezrat Hashem. We will discuss that in future. There is, at times, an obligation to make efforts, and taking medication would be under that umbrella. But even when doing that obligation, one has to have absolute clarity that their efforts are not helping them one iota. We will discuss this concept further, Bezrat Hashem, the concept of Hishtadlus. But for our purposes right now, when one wakes up, they've got a sore throat, they take the medicine and believe that the medicine is making them better. That is ultimately because we don't fully believe that Vehu Levadoi, that Hashem alone makes us better. He does everything, including making us better. So if I do still need to take medication, because that's a mitzvah, to do the mitzvah of Hishtadlus, I nevertheless need to have absolute clarity that only Hashem is making me better. And when one wakes up and only takes the medication without thinking about Hashem, that is an indication that the opposite is happening. Do we believe sincerely when the Sefer HaChinuch, words of our Torah commentaries, coming directly from Hashem, this is Hashem's perspective, truth, emes, when he says that somebody who relies on anything other than Hashem is committing the transgression of idol worship. To go and bow to a stone, just we can't do today. We don't have that evil inclination anyway, but just that act would be just too repulsive for anybody to consider. But relying on something else is idol worship. Do we really believe? Again, knowing the concept of Emuna is the first level and is a huge accomplishment. But our life's work is internalizing. I really believe in Hashem. I really believe that only He guides every moment of my life. Only He can heal my sore throat. Only He can take me out of this predicament. Only Hashem. This is what it means a little bit to really internalize Emuna, as opposed to just knowing the concept Emuna.